Chazal learned out at the beginning of the parsha the connection between the command to build the Mishkan and the prohibitions against violating Shabbos, that building the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. One is not allowed to spend their time on Shabbos engaged in building the Mishkan. And the question is, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? Why would one have thought that just because you're building a Mishkan, you'd be allowed to be Docha Shabbos? Some explain, al Darach Musar, very often we get so caught up in things, our self-righteousness, we get so attached to our goal, our mission, that we think nothing else matters. We're men on a mission. We think, if I'm working for Hashem, I don't care if I cut corners, I don't care if things are fair. Shabbos, be gone, as long as my mission is fulfilled. Hashem says, don't let any one mission blind you to other values out there. Yes, you're on a mission building a house for Hashem, but stop and reflect on other values as well, and the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. I want to share with you another approach from Zalman Saretskin, as Nine Torah, by explaining the similarities of Shabbos and Mishkan, ideas from physics that are a little bit beyond my understanding, but basically we live in a world that is governed by time and space. Time and space define our existence on this point on the earth and existing on this time in history. Zalman Saretskin points out that Shabbos and Mishkan represent the similarities of being in a rendezvous, a deep, meaningful, loving connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sublime element of closeness. One is in terms of time, and one is in terms of space. Mishkan represents our way of being beyond this world. Mishkan doesn't take up space, really. It doesn't follow the regular rules of this world. And therefore, in the Mishkan, we are in a special space with Hashem. And Shabbos is also L'mal min hazman. Shabbos is a special time carved out, different than the other 25 hours we find in any other day of the week. Shabbos is a special time with Hashem. A person may have thought that since Mishkan and Shabbos are trying to accomplish the same thing, what Shabbos is doing in terms of time, Mishkan is doing in terms of space. A person may have thought, when I'm in the space of Hashem, when I'm involved in creating the Mishkan, when I'm involved in creating a space for me and Hashem, maybe the sanctity of time doesn't apply. That was the Havamina. When a person's engaged in a Kedushas HaMakom, then maybe it doesn't matter so much in terms of Kedushas HaZman. And that was the Havamina. I'm building a Mishkan, it doesn't matter about Shabbos. I'm doing something holy in terms of space. And what's the Kamash Malan? Torah says no. Torah says it's important both that we have the Kedusha with Hashem in terms of space, but also in terms of Zman. It's so amazing that we have opportunities. We still have Kedusha Samakum. We're still waiting back for our Beis HaMikdash from Her V'Yemenu, but we're still looking for opportunities that we have in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, turning our homes into Makom HaShechina like a Mishkan. There are moments where we have a space of Kedusha. But that's not enough. Torah is teaching us that just having a space of Kedusha isn't the only way and isn't the totality of our way of having closeness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. On top of having a Kedusha of Makom, we also have to focus on the Kedusha as man, carving out quality time, regardless of where we are, even if we're not in a specially sanctified place. The Kedusha of Shabbos brings us to an elevated state where we're able to connect to Hashem in terms of time, even above and beyond what we're able to do in a certain place. Whether we're in that space in Shul on Shabbos, whether we're not in the Shul on Shabbos, wherever we are, there's a certain connection that comes with time. I think it's important to think about these two ideas, especially as we move into Shabbos, to think about both the ways in which we have a chance to view an elevated sense of Kedusha. When we're in Shul, certain Kedusha based on Knesses, we experience when we're in Shul, but also, even if we're not in Shul, how do we use Shabbos as a special time with Hashem, carving out personal time for me and Hashem? The great tzaddikim of old would speak differently on Shabbos than they spoke during the rest of the week. Kedusha says, man, it's a special conversation, it's a special line, wherever I am. Regardless of Kedusha HaMakom, Shabbos is that Kedusha says, man, a special conversation that I have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So I speak a little bit differently. The way that a child cherishes having one-on-one time, special time with the parent, Shabbos is that time of Kedusha says, man, where we feel that we're spending l'malam and azman. Regardless of where we are, regardless of the space, we also have to have appreciation for that zman. So hopefully this Shabbos and every Shabbos will take advantage of the great zuchus that we have to have one-on-one time with Hashem, appreciating the Kedusha for every minute of the 25 hours.